What are you waiting for? Admission is free to Bellycast, the podcast of the Carnival, Sideshow, and Burlesque. You're just in time. We're going to have a free show. We're going to bring out the strange people, the weird people. Here they come now. Watch the doorway. You'll see what they do. You'll hear what they talk about. They're all alive on the inside. Get your ticket and come in.
This podcast presents news and interviews with performers and showmen. The content is not family friendly. I'm not even thinking about it. So listen at your own risk. The performances and stunts described are not safe even for experienced performers. Please use your common sense, and if you don't have any, stop listening now. Never attempt these acts without the direct supervision of someone who already performs them. Welcome back again to Bellycast for September 3, 2008. I'm your host, Wayne Kaiser. Bellycast is brought to you free by Blue Ridge Entertainment for showmen, performers, and fans of the sideshow and carnival. Today's show features music, lots of it, and some thoughts I gathered over the summer. You'll find it really different. And if you look along the banner line here on our grand front, on the inside, you're going to see everything on these banners to my right and everything on these banners to my left. 100 feet of banners depicting the fabulous things you'll see behind this curtain, all absolutely alive. No admission to minors or those of a delicate disposition. It's Bellycast. It's a new season, and today I'm bringing you an assortment of random thoughts linked together by music, all with a circus or carnival or freak show or burlesque theme. The music I've played on the show so far has excited me, and I hope it's done the same for you. It made me remember my DJ days and how the right tune at the right time could make all the talk sparkle or make you cry or make you think about what went before. That's why I'm hoping that some of the music today will do more than entertain you. I'm hoping it might touch your heart and intrigue your mind. Here are a few favorites from past episodes and a lot of new ones to kick off a new season. Let's start with the tune for all the performers. The sideshow artists, the burlesque queens, the people who keep on trying because performing isn't just what they do, it's who they are. The lights are bright, the crowd is hot, and this is as alive as you get.
He said you've got the goods to make the big time. And then he puffed on his cigar. We'll make a killing. You'll get top billing. I'm gonna make you a star. First we'll improve a bit on Mother Nature. I got a doctor friend you'll see. Imagination plus augmentation. Voila, a brand new. To the big time, you need big time looks. A shady accountant who can cook the books. A couple of well-placed friends, some dynamite 8x10s before you can reap those big time dividends. Before you know it, I was moving up there. Dom Perignon and late night, yes, sir, leads to good press, sir, and takes a girl pretty far. So now my name's in lights above the title, or it's not on the dotted line. On the back lots now, I call the shots now, when there's a contract to sign. I'm up in the big time, so I make them wait. I'm up in the then give them that 1-2 punch. I'm part of a big prosperous class, big time punch. Have your people call my people. cover my bases. I do what I have to. Smile till it hurts, baby. Wear shorter skirts, baby. Cry in a pinch, baby. But I won't dare give a single square inch. Baby! Up here in the big time, I got big time friends who wanna make sure my big time never ends. My motto is I've got mine. I live on the bottom line. Up here in the 18 wet dream, big, big time. It's coming up roses and burying our noses. Worth all the sweat, dear. Worth it, you bet. When you make that climb from the nickel and dime to the simply sublime, big tell the boss where she goes after work when the office is closed. She tries to keep a secret to herself. She spends weeknights in crowded bars, at open mics, strumming her guitar. And she plays the small stage with spare change and the strength is showing. But she sings those two things are keeping spirit going. She's got a day job and a dream. That's how she survives, trying to live a different life. With a pocket full of faith, someday she'll succeed. Until then, she's stuck between no career. She knows there are other lives to lead, and she could give it up and get her degree, or find love and raise a family. Someday she may awake with a different passion. Until then, she'll spend every second making this one happen. Day job and a dream, that's how she survives, trying to live a different life. Heart full of faith, someday she'll succeed. Until then, she's stuck between.
There's a big show coming to everybody's town on November 4th. But the circus parade for this one is happening every day and every night, right now, coast to coast. The ballyhoo is deafening. The advanced men have really done their job, and according to the posters and banners, we're guaranteed to see something we've never seen before.
There is a new show's coming to town. They're moving in the fields outside of town. They're putting up the tents and tying them down. I hope it's a good show for us all. A new show for us all to see. I live right here on the marquee. I bet we all will get in free. And it's a good show for us all. Ah. Is it gonna be the fair? Is it gonna be alright? Shall we believe it like the last one? Will the weather hold out till the open at night? Or will the rains make liars of us all? Like the old one, only difference being that I've been sold this show before. Only difference being I've been sold this show before. I know I've been sold before.
The circus and sideshow and carnival are widely used metaphors, and it's kind of interesting to see what happens when you take those images that the culture has borrowed and bring them back home to the lot. Let's see what they mean to you. I wouldn't dream of dictating your experience. You figure it out for yourself, okay? Ha! wouldn't have paused for the summer, but my whole household has been really sick. The stomach flu will do that, and I'm telling you, this bug was mean. 3 out of 4 of us sleeping pretty much 24/7 with brief pauses to throw up, snap at each other, and then apologize before going back to bed. Through it all, blissfully unaffected, was my younger son, the one I was worried about with his fragile health, smiling and very bored with being asked to change DVDs or go make another shaved ice every few minutes. Oh, it was a real freak show. And speaking of the sideshow, we've interviewed some big people who do really dangerous things. And, you know, you're not supposed to do those dangerous things without careful training from a professional. Like all, well, maybe about half... All right, less than half of my interview subjects so far.
Your kid can get salmonella from his new pet turtle. Buckle your seatbelt or through the windshield you will hurtle. You can choke on anything not bigger than your head. Everything is dangerous, so how come you're not dead? You might poke your eye out with any given toy. You might die from allergies to peanuts, wheat, or soy. All these deadly circumstances we cannot improve. Everything is dangerous, so please try not to move. Terrorists are everywhere in every school and mall. And it might be better if you don't touch cheese at all. All the other drivers are insane and they've got guns. Don't pick up hitchhikers even if they're dressed as nuns. Your date has GHB, he hopes tomorrow you'll forget him. Everything is dangerous, so go ahead and wet him. Monoxide will surely spell your doom. It might just be easier if you don't leave the room. Make sure that your sunscreen is at least SPF 30. Don't eat food in restaurants, the chef's hands might be dirty. Gay men want your body and they can't control their urges. Monks have secret messages, they're chanting in their dirges. Magnetic waves from in your cell phone just might fry your brain. There's a flying spaghetti monster in your beef chow mein. Paris Hilton might explode, I saw it on Fox News. Everything is dangerous, including Starburst chews. Keep yourself hydrated or you'll pass out from the heat. Watch out for a wormhole opening up beneath your feet. Motorcyclists with tattoos just got out of the joint. Homeless people have diseases, so don't stare and point. From the moment that you're born until the day you die, everything might kill you and a lot of things will try. So you've got two choices and they're easy to compare. Everything is dangerous or everything's just there. Everything is dangerous, so suck it up, mon frere.
Well, you know something, ladies and gentlemen, I've been big from the day I was born, and I ain't got no problem with it. But it seems like there's always somebody that does. One time a band come up to me and said, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And I told them that's right, when they fall. One time I was in a park, I called a young boy over to me and I said, young man, I said, you see that big old tree over there? And then that one little skinny tree next to it? He said, yes, sir. I said, young man, if I give you a sharp axe and tell you to chop them trees down, which one's going to make the biggest noise when it hits the ground? He said, well, sir, the big one. I said, young man, you threat. I said, now tell me this. Which one's going to be the hardest to chop down? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a big man. Everything I do is big. I'm a big man. Everything I do is big. Well, I'm gonna be big until the day I'm dead. I got a big old head and great big thoughts. I got a big old bed and great big dreams inside my head. But well, I'm gonna be big until the day I'm dead. Oh yeah, now. Sugar, everybody tells me so. Well, they said I wouldn't grow back when I was 64. But well, I'm gonna be big until the day I'm dead. Oh yeah, but I'm gonna be big now.
We've all heard the cliches the public thinks of, clowns and rides, but a lot of you know what your own cliches are, including the place you find yourself every darn time you set up.
In the little town where I'm from, we got a two-way street and then everybody runs. Big silver moon shines through the pines and just about says it for our skyline. Ain't nothing broke, nothing to fix. Things are just a rockin' here in the sticks. A little laid back, we ain't growing fast. Kinda like a living life here in the past. But no one's complaining about nothing changing here. Yeah, all summer long. Parking lot, sitting on the hood of your pickup truck. parking lot. Social blues. Parking lot, social club.
It's hard work, the hardest you'll ever do, but it pays, and you'll have stories to tell for a lifetime. And then the crowds come in, and it's time for the rides and the games and the candy apples.
It's warm for the end of October, even for this town. The mist hangs in the autumn air like it's afraid to touch the ground. Lights are so bright they won't turn you down till the middle of the night. Now that the carnival's in town, get this feeling in my heart I remember well. Takes my mind off everything else, like hearing a secret that you're not supposed to tell. Two tickets for the ride and they strap me in. Rising up, rising higher than I have ever been. And there's something about the way it makes me feel. It all looks different from the top of the Ferris wheel. And I know when my feet finally hit the ground, I will not remember coming down. Mothers and fathers, they hold hands as the carousel spins round. And this is the only time of year when children screaming is a welcome sound. As the cotton candy melts right in my mouth, I hardly even notice as the ride starts slowing down. And there's something about the way it makes me feel. It all looks different from the top of the Ferris wheel. And I know when my feet finally hit the ground, I will not remember the coming down. When I wonder if the ride is worth the price, soon as it begins to spin, all my cares are gone and hiding high up in the air, where my life is just as simple as it is. At the small town fair, it's cold for the middle of November, wasn't ready for the rain. Parking lot seems emptier than I remember. Maybe it's just the same. Winter's closing in when the nights passed on. All the bright lights made me think things were changing, but I probably should have known. But there's no way getting around the way I feel. If view's much better from the top of Ferris wheel. I should have known when my feet finally hit the ground, I would not remember the coming.
One thing that impressed me, especially in my interviews with Barbara Scott, the jointee, and Laurie Maynard, the carnival poet, when people travel as much as carnies do, they still often find one place that has a special place in their heart.
I was straight out of college with a dream in my head, a guitar in my truck, no home and no bed. Traveling the roads like so many before, with an interstate map, it quickly got worn. Growing up in the West, I'd never seen anything east of Texas or south of D.C. The first time I headed down I-85, a part of me I'd never felt came alive. It's an hour from Atlanta to East Alabama. Took 1 hour to change a man's fate. One night in the South turned me around, changed my views and my mind and myself. Like a step back in time to how things might have been when you could leave your doors unlocked all night. It might be the way the stars shine or the slow pace of life, for the taste of sweet tea in my mouth. But I never knew where I belonged till one night in the South. So now there's a small town that I call my home. I've got a view of the country sitting on my front porch. A couple of magnolias, acre of land, and a girl that I love with a ring on her hand. She changed my perspective, she changed my life. The first time I looked in her eyes. One night in the South, it turned me around, changed my views and my heart and myself. Like a step back in time to how things might have been when a man and his wife stood a chance. It might be the way we were raised, or the bond of our faith, or the way one look makes my heart pound. But we both knew our prayers had been answered one night in the South. An hour from Atlanta to East Alabama, took 1 hour to change a man's fate. One night in the South, it turned me around, changed my views and my mind and myself. Like a step back in time to how things might have been when you could leave your doors unlocked all night. One night in the South, it turned me around, changed my views and my mind and myself. Like a walk in the country on the first day of spring after 3 months of rain in the pines. It might be the peace that I find from the slow pace of life, from how the sky looks when the sun's going down. But I never knew where I belonged till one night in the South. Never knew where I belonged till one night in the South. Never knew where I belonged till one night in the South.
We've had a number of Renfair workers on our interviews. What can we do for the Renfair performers? Maybe look into the performers' hearts instead of just into their costume trunks.
Amber, Culture, Uncle said we were up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice. Now we need a place to stay. And her grace-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all neat with red dye number 3. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So So the police jump in a big and sit together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending forth for peace on earth to all the gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plucked in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, "Is it true that you're a witch?" His mom jumped up and said, "The pies are burning," and she hit the kitchen. And it was Jane who spoke. She said, "It's true, your cousin's not a Christian. But we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share. And you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere." So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. And where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning. Cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. When Amber tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, "Really, no, don't bother." Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, "It's Christmas and your daughter's here." He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, "Can I be a pagan?" Dad said, "We'll discuss it when they leave." So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new hits from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
We had a really nice interview almost a year ago about Coney Island, and that's a nice place to go in the summer. Pretty girls, cotton candy, ride the cyclone. What better way to pass a sunny day?
She runs away, and I stand still, just watching the way the girl can feel. Hard like a stone, says leave me alone. The sun falls down on the strand, fools and clowns. No, I am the girl slip away like a wind up away. Time's a wasting, yeah, she says. Summer nights, edge of the city, waving bye 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 and smiling sweetly. Coney Island, mid-July. Tell my fortune, tell me lies. Dollar chance, pretty girl and dance. The whole world's hopping on the tilt to whirl. Flashbulbs popping, caught in mid-twirl. Carnival tonight, trade the darkness for some light. Time's a wasting, yeah, she says. Summer nights, the edge of the city, saying, "Darling, think of me." So we lay. My hands, yeah. Do you wanna dance? Gotta take my hands, yeah. Do you wanna dance? Gotta take my hands. Gotta take some wine from my mouth. Do you wanna stretch out in the sand? Get in my car and drive out. Do you wanna know what it would be like? Do you wanna come and find out? Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance? Coney Island, send my angel down to the skies, run through the rain, wind up a wave and run. couples in love, the darkness away, and the night to the day. Time's a wasting, yeah, she says. Summer nights, the edge of the city, waving bye, bye, bye to me. Sweetly.
It's way past time to sign off. Outside the show bar, there's nothing but a few cups in the gutter and the sound of a siren echoing from some distant street. The lot's closed and dark. The generator truck is silent. People have shared enough lies and lost enough money at the G-top, and tomorrow comes way too soon. All that's left is the walk in the dark to your trailer and a million stars overhead. I'll see you next time on Ballycast. Ballycast is produced by Wayne Kaiser for Blue Ridge Entertainment under a Creative Commons 3.0 Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. That means you can keep it, copy it, share it with a friend. Just tell them where it came from, don't change it, and don't sell it. If you enjoyed the podcast, subscribe at ballycast.com. Visit us, link to us, subscribe to the podcast, and most importantly, enjoy. Thanks for riding. Please exit to your left.